Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And yes, it is another beautiful Sabbath day, a beautiful day. And I want to say good morning to my precious co-host, Minister Tamika Garnes, the woman that y'all hear me saying all the time about being loyal and faithful and honest and trustworthy, and a lot of accolades that I'm glad that I can share with her on a regular basis. I thank God for this woman of God in my life and for what he has done in putting us together to greet you on Saturday mornings. So good morning to you, Minister Tamika. How are you?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. I'm still trying to wake up.
I know how that is. Yes.
But I am well. Praise be to God. I'm glad that you are too. You're on here. You're talking. So I know that God kept you throughout the night. And I just praise God for always being with you wherever you go. I just praise God for being with you. His hand is always touching you in ways that you probably don't even realize or recognize. You know, all those times where you've had those mishaps, you know, God was with you. God was with you. Mm-hmm. So to God be the glory. And I just thank him that he's doing new things in you, new things in your life, doing things through you, using you in a different way. And so I'm just going to continue to sow into you and into your ministry, because I don't take the fact that he made this connection, I don't take that for granted. And I feel special, you know, that God chose me and my family. So I feel special that he chose us to be members of New Vision. And with that, you know, I will always, you know, praise God for that and, you know, make sure that you're taken care of. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I tell you, I love to see God's plan come to play and see what he designs for us, for that to be. A lot of times we don't understand the move of God. We don't understand the will of God, because God has truly given us our own free will. And we figure that we know what's best for us. But who knows better what's best for us than he who created us? You know, it's just like any manufacturer or inventor that creates or invents something, he knows exactly what it is that he expects his creation or his design to be. He knows what that is more than anybody else in the world. I don't care how much somebody else thinks they know someone else's product. The creator and or inventor knows it better. And God knows us better than we know ourselves. So it pays to listen to him and to follow his plan. With that being said, let me say good morning to Tamika Shelton. Praise be unto God. To Joyce and Lester Richardson, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. To Joyce and Lester Richardson, to Teresa Duvall, praise God, to Prophetess Dorn and Prophetess Kim, God bless you, to Deacon Thomas Farr, oh my goodness, the list goes on, to the Isaiahs, to Deacon Banks, to I don't know. Look, I lost my whole train of thought. And I do apologize for that, y'all. I do apologize. That's because someone is buzzing my house, trying to get in my house. And so I do have to answer the buzzer. So I do apologize. Sweetheart, could you take over for me, please? Thank
you. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, yes, good morning to each and every one of you all. We do truly appreciate you. Every Saturday, you pick up your phone and you dial into the show. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your support. Thank you for believing in us. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Ms. Joyce, if you can still hear me, can you send me a text really quick? Because it's saying that we're not connected. Hello, Ms. Joyce?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Can you
okay.
hear me? Yes, I can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so okay. then Apostle's call dropped. So, okay. All right, just want to make sure. Amen.
No problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, yes, thank you all again. Sorry for the difficulties that are coming, that are arising this morning. You know, sometimes we run into those things, but guess what? We don't let it get the best of us. We keep going. So, yes, good morning. Thank you guys for joining us. Every time you pick up that phone on Saturday mornings, you may roll over, pick up your phone and call in just to listen. We greatly appreciate you, and we don't take that for granted. And we thank the Lord for choosing us to be the vessels in which he's using us, you know, through the airwaves, making him famous. You people can go back and listen, even if they're not able to catch the show every Saturday morning. They can go back and listen, and however they're blessed, to God be the glory. So God has all different types of ways that he can use us to make him famous, to share the gospel, you know, because right now what things are still going on with COVID. And so to be careful, we still have to use wisdom. We still need to be praying against this thing, this virus, and we can't let our guards down. So, you know, it looked good for a minute, but if you've been following the news, you've been hearing that the numbers are starting to go back up again. But we are covered by the blood. No need to worry. No need to be anxious. No need to get depressed over it. We're covered by the blood of Jesus, and we know how to pray. So that's what we're going to do, and we're not going to let these things cause us to live in fear. Amen. So with that, I will open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your marvelous name. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing right now, Lord God. Every time, Lord God, we open our eyes, it gives us another time to do what you called us to do. Lord God, I know sometimes we get stagnant. We get comfortable and complacent right where we are, and you are calling us to a higher level. You're calling us to be greater, but we're familiar with a certain way. We're familiar with being comfortable. We're familiar with being complacent and not growing. And Father God, I just ask that you, Lord God, just let all of that, those things just fall off of us, Lord God, that you would shake us and wake us up and allow us to see that there was so much more in us that you want to come out, that is not supposed to stay in us. You want it to come out, Lord God. And so, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you don't give up on us. I thank you, Lord, that you continually give us a chance to get it right, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, times that you talk to us in our dreams, in a vision, even where prophetically you told us to do things, Lord God, and because we don't understand, Lord, sometimes we have put it tucked it away. We had buried it somewhere because we didn't see it come to pass in a time where we thought it would happen, Lord God. But, Lord God, we dig up those prophetic words that we've got from the prophets, oh God. Someone has spoken to us prophetically, Lord God. We dig those prophetic words up in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we turn and we begin to talk to you and ask you, Lord, what are we supposed to do with this? There are things that we do on a regular basis. It may be feeding the homeless. It may be helping people. It may be encouraging people. Whatever it is that you do that brings God's glory, we need to sow into that. We need to allow God to use us in that area that brings you joy, because that may be what it is that God wants us to do. God, so I pray, Lord God, that you help us shake off the distractions, Lord God, those things that come to take our focus off of what's before us, what's in front of us, which is you, Lord God. I just ask, Father God, that you help us to see past those things, those problems, those giants, those mountains that seem so tall that we can't see over it. Lord God, I'm asking, Father God, that you help our eyesight, that you help us see in a different way, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we won't get stuck looking at what's going on right now, Lord God, that we won't get stuck right there. But, Lord God, we would begin to pray and ask you to let us, give us a glimpse. Let us, Lord God, what's beyond the problem, what's beyond the mountain, what's beyond the giant that seems so big, that seems like it's just taking everything out of us, Lord God, that we would begin to ask you to let us see beyond that in the name of Jesus. Let us see who we are in you. Let us see what our destiny is, Lord God. Let us see what it is that we're supposed to be doing that brings you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and you know that we have our heart's desires, but sometimes our heart's desires do not line up with your will. And God, I'm just praying, Lord, that we begin to connect and embrace and love the will that you have for our lives, because it's so much, it's better. It's better than anything that we could ever imagine. And so, Lord God, I just thank you even now that you love us unconditionally. Hallelujah. You love us unconditionally. You're faithful to us, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to be faithful to you. Hallelujah. And turn off the noise. Turn off the distractions. Turn off the TV. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Lord God, just get into that dwelling place with you, that safe place with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And spend quality time so that our friendship with you can be solid, that nothing could come against it. And when things begin to speak against our relationship with you, Lord God, we'll know what to say in Jesus' name. We'll know how to react in Jesus' name. We'll know what not to do in Jesus' name, because we have been in fellowship with you. You talk to us. Mm-hmm. You've shown us things. So when the enemy tries to come up and show us something different, we'll be like, uh-uh. Because I've been in fellowship with my Father, and he showed me this, and I believe him. And although the enemy will try to show us something that looks close to what God has already shown us or told us, we have to discern and know the difference between the two. Because, again, the enemy tries to mimic himself to look like the Father. And so we have to know the difference when it's the Lord and when it's the enemy. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We're cleaning our eyes and removing those false eyeglasses or whatever that the enemy has laid over our eyes. God, we're asking that you take, Lord God, whatever the earplugs that we've had in our ears, Lord God, we're asking that you take those out now in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, we just continue to give you praise, and we rejoice at what you're doing, and we love you, we bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You,
amen. Praise be unto God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord,
thank
I praise
Lord.
Your holy name, God. I thank you, Father
thank
God.
You. Yeah.
I thank
you.
Now, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus,
ooh,
Lord God, I ask you to restore to the woman of God that which has been released, oh God. in the name of Jesus. I thank you for keeping her, for covering her. I plead the blood of Jesus over her family, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper.
Yes,
Father, it is
Jesus.
The joy of the Lord that is our strength. So I thank
yes,
you for
God.
Strengthening her with your joy, Lord God. Pour
yes,
out fresh
you.
Anointing, Lord God. Stir her up in the name of Jesus, just as you've already
yes,
done
thank
as
you,
she
Lord.
Prayed and poured out for us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God,
Jesus.
That as she keep her mind stayed on you, Lord God, that she shall operate, walk, live, and be in perfect peace. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for this
yeah,
day.
You,
for truly, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I thank you for the
yes,
testimonies
God.
That you're creating in her life day by day by day. Lord God, let your will be done here on earth and in that earthly vessel and in these earthly vessels here on this line. Let it be done, oh God, to your glory. I give you praise, I give you honor, and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory
thank you,
to
Lord.
God. Glory to God.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you,
Lord.
God
yes,
is
thank
so
you,
good.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
Go ahead and move,
God.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
have
yes,
your
yes,
way
yes,
this
yes,
morning.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You,
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Be
have
your
way.
God.
Yes,
God is
God.
So good. He is
yes.
so good. He is
oh, yeah.
so good. Oh, glory. Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh,
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
yes,
Holy
God.
Spirit. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
God.
Holy, Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see Joyce's line lit. I don't know. Praise be unto God with that.
That's because when you left her, your thing, the thing said that we were not connected, so I needed her to press 1 on her keypad to make sure she could still hear me.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, look, Joyce is part of the radio show. After all of these years,
right?
She's always our I don't know what name we would give her, but look, she's the other co-host, okay?
Right.
the silent partner that's not silent all the time, that is good.
Right.
She's here with us all
yes,
the
ma'am.
Time.
Yes,
praise
it is.
God. Praise God. yes, yes. Amen, amen. I'm so sorry. Y'all, and I do apologize for the unprofessionalism that I had this morning in trying to answer the door and getting disconnected. Just did so many things are going on. I'm supposed to be on the road right now. Tabika, I forgot to tell you I was going out of town today.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be on the road, and I was supposed to have at 9 o'clock, and it hit me like 4 o'clock in the morning that, oh, my God, I have the radio show. I have the radio show, yeah. So, you know, I texted my brother and told him I wouldn't be leaving until 10 or do like I did the other time, you know, get in the car and go ahead. But I'm going to, you know, just hang in here. He's not going anywhere. He'll wait for me for an hour. So, bless the Lord.
Okay.
Yes, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, folks, hey, y'all. Listen. We are excited as always, totally excited. You know, about what it is we're doing and the lessons that we've been carrying you through. And all of this had to do with knowing that you are called by God. You are called by God. And I thank the Lord, you know, as we have gone through, we're in, I think, session seven, of being a supernatural call and having our supernatural call. We have been called by God. We told you several weeks ago about seeing yourselves in the Bible. You know, when we read the Bible, we've got to see ourselves in the Bible. The Bible is our manual of how we're supposed to live, what we can expect in life. You know, the Bible tells us, folks, don't even be surprised at the trouble and the tribulation that you go through. You're going to go through, okay? So don't be surprised about it. And the Bible lets us know this. It lets us know this. So we have to see ourselves in the Bible. You know, we have to, as we are reading our scriptures, we got to also ask God to ignite the passion that he put within us, our gifts, our talent. We learn our purpose and so forth. There's so much that we get from looking at our manual of life, which is the Bible. It is our history. It is our present. It is our future. It is all there. It is all there. And we thank God for it. And to know that you were magnificently, uniquely created by God. You are no accident, beloved. Joyce, you are no accident. Praise be unto God. Teresa, you are no accident. Lester, you are no accident. Praise be unto God. To each and every one of you, purpose was in mind. And how wonderful that is. So, you know, even when your mother and father conceived you, the word tells us that God knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. There are those, you know, who were formed, you know, due to or conceived due to the natural love between a man and a woman. There were those that were conceived due to molestation, and they were here, you know, due to that molestation. There are those, I'm trying to think of other ways and reasons on how and why it is that we came into the world. There were those of you that are here that when mothers got pregnant with you, said they were going to abort you. They tried to abort you, and they couldn't abort you. I mean, physically really tried to get the abortion. Then there were those who changed their mind about the abortion. There are those who their mommies had them, and then they were adopted. If you are here, if you are listening to my voice, whether it's live now on the radio or whether it's on the replay, whatever the case may be, know that you are not an accident. You were created with purpose in mind. And I'm telling you, when you find out what it is, you will get the joy in your life to live out your life just the way the Lord wanted you to do. Just the way the Lord wanted you to do. Nothing we do is a surprise to God, Tamika. Do you hear me, baby? Nothing.
Right. Nothing.
Nothing is a surprise. I think we shock ourselves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We shock ourselves. How many times have we done something or said something? I don't believe I did that. I
mm-hmm.
don't. We
mm-hmm.
shock ourselves, and we think we amaze the Almighty God. Big deal, right? He already
right.
knew what we were going to do, what we were going to say, how we were going to do it. You know, we think we're hiding things from God. Oops, the minute I said hiding, I thought about our father, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He thought
mm-hmm.
he was hiding when he got those fig leaves, okay, and hit him and Eve, thank you. He thought he was hiding, but God knew. He saw.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot hide
yep.
from God. I believe it's David in the Bible. He said, if I make my bed in hell, he will find me there. If I make my bed in heaven, he will find me there. There's nowhere,
mm-hmm.
nowhere to hide from God. We cannot
yeah.
hide from God. Praise be unto God. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're talking about sowing into your destiny. You know, as I heard Minister Tamika praying this morning, I'm telling you, she prayed our whole lesson today. She prayed it. And I was like, wow. Okay, Lord. And I'm sure she didn't do it consciously. You know, she didn't say, okay, I know these are the points we're going to bring out today, so these are the points I'm going to pray. She prayed, and I'm telling you the very points that we want to bring out to you today. That's exactly what it was she prayed. That was the will of the Lord. That was the will of the Lord. So I pray that today, as we talk about sowing into your destiny, that you will be blessed beyond what you could imagine, and you will take these four steps in sowing into your destiny and do so so that you will be allowing the will of God to be done here on earth today as it is already done in heaven. Beloved, why don't you go ahead and tell us what is one of the first strategies about sowing into our destiny?
Yes, ma'am. Awesome. I shall. All right. So the first strategy is prayer. Yes, prayer. That is, I mean, that's easy to do. Like, you can do that from anywhere, you know. So that's the first one that we want to discuss, because we know that we all know how to pray. We're talking to the Father. We're having conversation with Him. And so you can sow into your destiny just by praying. So, you know, if you're not praying about what God has called you to do, you should start doing that. Because if you have an idea, most of us have an idea what God has called us to do. You know, there are certain things that maybe pique your interest, or you may have had a prophetic word. Somebody may, you know, a prophet may have spoken over your life and told you what the will of God was for your life. And if you didn't, if you did not have anyone speak into your life like that, there are things that you possibly that bring joy to you. For example, if you like kids and you find yourself you go out somewhere, you pick something up for your nieces or your nephews or the kids in your family. You're constantly doing things for kids, maybe like you're hosting an egg hunt or a treasure hunt or something for the kids. You're having a water fun day for the kids. And like, you're always doing something for kids. You may be a teacher, and you know, the kids maybe bring joy to your life. And so if that is what's going on, if that's your passion, if that's what drives you, then that could be a sign that that's what God has called you to do. And don't cancel out something if it's little. Like, sometimes it's not, sometimes people can't cancel out what God has called them to do because, for example, it may not be going in the direction of being a pastor. It may be something else. And because it doesn't fall in a category that you may think it should fall into, or you think it's like, oh, God wouldn't have called me to do that because you think it's so small and minute. But pay attention. Pay attention. Don't think that everybody's not a pastor. Everybody's not an apostle. Everybody's not a prophet. Everybody's not a teacher. Everybody's not an evangelist. But pay attention to the things that God lays on your heart to do for people. You know, you may have a passion for the homeless. You may, you know, find yourself going to a store, picking up stuff, making care packages, just hopping in your car and riding through your city or whatever, and wherever a group of homeless people are, and you may find yourself just handing these things out. That could be what God has called you to do. And it might just stay in that realm of things. If you like going to the church, your church has a pantry where they give out free stuff. People come and collect. You may be wanting to be a part of that. You could be a servant, you know. So just pay attention to what God has laid on your heart to do, and then you pray about it. So, you know, you will pray something like, God, please, you know, send the funds, there be money for me when I need to buy this stuff for the homeless people, when I need to take things to the shelter for people. Lord God, let there be money. Let people sow into the ministry, into this ministry, this homeless ministry, Father God. Let the resources be available when I need them. Let send me help when I need help, Lord God. So you will begin to pray in that manner so that, you know, when it's time, everything that you need is there because you already prayed about it. You know, it could be something else where somebody, the prophet spoke to you, or somebody spoke to you prophetically, and it was like it didn't happen when you thought it was going to happen, and so you began to take your focus off of it or your mind off of it, but you could still pray about it until it happens. You continue to pray about it until it happens, because sometimes we get overwhelmed, or we kind of get discouraged when we receive the word prophetically, and it just seems like it's taken years over on top of years on top of years to happen, and you're like, Lord God, I mean, good grief, like, how long are you gonna make me wait for this thing? Well, in your waiting, pray about it, whatever that prophetic mm-hmm. word was, and you know what comes with that, just pray about it, because many a time we are waiting for God to move, and sometimes we are in the way. Sometimes that we're supposed to be praying a specific way, and we're not. And sometimes, you know, we've allowed discouragement to just take root in our heart, and we just done gave up on that prophetic word, just gave up on it
mm-hmm.
because it's we like, God, this, you know, you taking too long. Like, I don't know what it is you're doing, but Lord, you are taking entirely too long. And while you taking your time, I'm getting older and older every year. So you know, Apostle laughing because she know what I'm talking about. But yeah. So and even in that, you supposed to be praying. You supposed to, because the prayer will keep you going. The prayer will increase your faith. The prayer will, when the enemy comes and speaks a lie or try to make fun of you because it hasn't come to pass yet, you know, you got to be strong enough to be like, shut up, Satan. I know that God, mm-hmm. you know, I know that God's promises never return unto him void. So he hasn't forgotten about me. And while you're over there laughing at me, guess what? God is working things out on my behalf. So in a minute, I'm going to be laughing at you. So, you know, don't let discouragement settle in your heart. Don't let it settle in your heart, because it can turn into bitterness. So just keep praying. Keep sowing in prayer. Just keep going, and just allow God to have his way. And when we accept the fact that God does not move on our timing when we want him to move, you know, the things that you're waiting for, it wouldn't seem so long because you already put in your mind and your heart that God said yes. And so, you know, he's not going to change his mind. He's not a man that he would lie. So let that sink in. If he already said yes, know that it's going to happen. Don't let the time of it get you, you know, throw you off track or make you bitter or angry or, you know, all those things that come from the enemy. Just know that, keep telling yourself, God say yes. And he is not like my mother or father or my brother or sister or my friend that told me yes and never did it. God said yes, he's going to make it happen. Whether you can see it or not, he's going to make it happen. Amen, beloved.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. You know, as you were speaking and talking about, you know, how us praying, praying for things that will take place, you know, in the future, you know, what we pray today or what we're living today has something to do with what we prayed for yesterday. What we pray today will affect what happens tomorrow. And I remember, I don't know what, I guess you call it a joke, but it's not a joke, but it was, it said there was a Jewish gentleman, a Catholic priest, and a Pentecostal pastor, and they were going along through the woods to get from one destination to another destination, and there was a rickety old bridge that they had to cross, and they were walking, and so they're walking, and when the Catholic priest got to the bridge, you know, he stopped and he prayed before he crossed the bridge, and then he crossed the bridge, and then the Jewish priest rabbi, when he got to the bridge, he stopped, he prayed. And then he went across the bridge, and they're praying for safety because the bridge was rickety, you know. You got the waters going underneath it. There are rocks that are underneath it, rough-edged rocks and so forth. So if they had fallen, they definitely would have gotten hurt. So each one of those ministers stopped and prayed before they went across the bridge. Well, here comes the Pentecostal minister. He comes to the bridge. He just keeps walking across the bridge. He didn't stop and pray. And so when he got to the other side, you know, his co-laborers or his peers, you know, they said, hey, wait a minute. You didn't stop and pray. How dare you? You know, you needed to pray and ask God, you know, to be with you as you went across. He said, man, I prayed about that days ago. He said, I prayed about that days ago. I knew my trip was safe and sound. He says, I'm praying about stuff now. For days yet to come, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, for days yet to come. And that's the way it is that we have to be in life, you know. We need to be praying, praise be unto God, and praying our future. We need to be, decreeing and declaring things in our
mm-hmm.
life, you know, and calling those things that be not as though they were. We've got to pray it. We've got to speak it. And into existence, and I'm not speaking, you know, the get rich faith walk. I'm not speaking that, but I'm speaking about really praying. The things we pray about today, you know, will take care tomorrow. I still, y'all have heard me mention this before, and I will say it again. In dealing with my grandson, I will never forget the day that we were in church and I was, you know, doing the sermon, sharing the word, whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden, you know, my spirit man began to pray while I'm talking. My spirit man began to pray. And then all of a sudden I look up at my grandson and the words came to me, you shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord, or you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And, you know, and I'm steadily going on with the sermon and so forth. And finally, I had to stop and speak that to him. I had to stop and speak that to him. And that was near 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 1 o'clock that in the morning, morning following, he was in a car accident and an accident that should have taken his life, you know. So what we are praying, you know, and today will affect our tomorrow. So I truly encourage you, saints of God, to pray and declare and decree and speak those things for your future. Speak them. Now let me hurry up and jump in with the second thing. The second thing is being excellent in spirit. And Tabika even, again, covered some of that. Being excellent in spirit. You say, well, what does that mean? That means everything you do, do it as unto the Lord. Don't do anything as unto man, trying to please man. Do whatever it is you're doing unto the Lord. You may have been called to be a great inventor, but right now you're washing cars. Baby, wash that car like you're washing the car for the President of the United States, for Jesus himself. Wash it. Put your whole everything in it because you're doing what you're doing unto the Lord. You're sowing into your destiny. When God sees that he can trust you in those small things, when he can trust you in things, you know, that may not concern somebody else, then he knows he can trust you with the big picture. He knows he can trust you to do what it is he's called you to do. So whatever you're doing, you do it as unto the Lord. Man, when Samuel went to Jesse's house to anoint the son to be the next king, when he went, you know, all of the other brothers were called, you know, to come in from wherever they were, come in. This man of God, you know, is looking for who it is that he's supposed to anoint, and not one of those guys fit the bill. And just and Samuel said, no, this is not it. Do you have another son? And David was out in the field doing his shepherding. He was out there taking care of the sheep and so forth. And Jesse calls him in. He comes in. And Samuel's like, yeah, this is the one. This is the one. And he anoints young David to be the next king. But not the, yeah, to be the king. That's right. And he anoints him. Now, the Bible doesn't give us the exact age. Different commentaries say he was somewhere between 13 and 17 years of age when this happened. And Samuel anoints the boy, and he goes back out in the field, and he continues to do his shepherding. He continues to do that. He puts his all in all in whatever it was he was doing. And lo and behold, it was years later, in his 30s, maybe even in his 40s, that he became the king that he was anointed to become back, you know, in his teen years, sowing into the destiny. Everything David did, he did it as unto the Lord. He gave his all in all, and that's what we are supposed to be doing, saints of God. So whatever it is, you might be on a job that you don't like. You don't know your purpose on that job and the people, the divine connections that you may have because of that job. You don't know if your time on that job was for you to sow into somebody else's life. You sow into their life. They get set free, and then you are released to move on to the next job, the next assignment, whatever the case may be. But do what you do as unto the Lord. Sow into your destiny by having excellent spirit, by having excellent spirit. Beloved, what say you at that point?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I truly believe that you do all things unto the Lord. There is a process to how things are done. And so it's always something in between. So that's just like with pregnancy, you know, the sperm meets the egg, but it's not like the 2 days later the baby is born. It's a whole 9-month process that has to happen to bring the baby to full term. And so, you know, that's just like our lives. It's a process. You know, there's a whole process from when we say yes to God, when we're reborn and we say yes, there's a process that God has to take us through so that he can get the glory out of, you know, the ending or what happens. So for some people, they say yes, and then maybe the next day they have their whole lives have changed. But that does not happen with everybody. And I think what happens is people get discouraged because they say yes to God on Sunday, and by Wednesday, you know, they feel like nothing's happened. Nothing's changed.
Right.
And so they get discouraged, and they say, well, I'm still going through this problem, and I say yes to the Lord, but my situation didn't change. My husband still hasn't come back. He said he didn't love me, and he left me for a younger woman. But I said yes to God on Sunday, but by Wednesday, my situation is still the same. He didn't come back. And so, you know, it's a process. it's a process. And sometimes we have the tendency to set people up when we ask them, you know, if they are they saved or do they want to be saved, and sometimes we drop them right after they say yes to the Lord. Like, we don't even tell them what still may occur after they say yes. And so for some people, they're thinking that as soon as they say yes to the Lord, their situations that they're going through are going to go away. And it's not like that.
Right.
It's beyond that. It's a process that God has to take us through, because everything is not going to be easy. If everything was to be easy, if God was to give us everything at that moment that we asked for it, we would not cherish, we would not be grateful for anything, we wouldn't be thankful for anything, because every time we went through something, God just made everything go away. And so
right.
we wouldn't grow. Yeah, we would not grow because he does everything for us. And mm-hmm. even us being parents, sometimes we enable our children. They get into a bind and we're like, oh my God, I gotta fix this. And what happens is they don't grow. They think they're entitled to things. They don't grow. They don't know how to deal with things. They're ungrateful, you know. And we're looking like, well, why is he like that? Why is she like that? Because every time they want something, we give it to them. Every time they get into a bind, we find a way to make it go away. And that's not what God wants us to do. You know, even when it came to me, there was times when God was like, you got to move. You got to take your hands off of that. Let me handle it. And I'm like, but what did this happen, Lord? What did that happen, Lord? And so I'm all messed up because I didn't want certain things to happen to my son. But at the same time, God is like, look, he's at a point where he knows better. So if he decides to make that decision, he was old enough to know that there's consequences. So you just take your hand off of it. You prayed about it. Take your hand off of it. I got him. But the minute we still jump back in there, like, I got it. I'm gonna do this. And then now they're like, they don't know how to take care of themselves because why, mommy or daddy, always did everything that they needed them to do. And don't get me wrong, we are to take care of our children. We are, but there are lessons that we have to allow them to walk through. Now we don't see a bus coming. We don't see a bus coming and they're standing right there. We know the bus going to hit them and we let the bus hit them. No, that's not what I'm saying. There are things, decisions that they make that you already talked to them about or that they know that they shouldn't be making those type of decisions. And so when the consequences arise because they still decided to go forth, I know as much as it hurts, we have to allow our children to go through the consequence. So God, we still love them in the process, just like God still loves us in the process. But in order for them to grow, they have to walk through certain things. And just like for us, you know, when we say yes to God and things arise, we have to walk through those things. And still asking God, Lord, help me. Like, Lord, help me. Show me which way I'm supposed to go. Show me what am I supposed to do. Instead of us trying to figure it out on our own terms, that's when we call out to the Lord so that he can walk us through it. All right.
Amen. I could tell you experienced that, honey. I could tell you felt that as you were talking, that you felt that. Yeah, we got to learn to let God be God because he said, I'm God and I'm God all by myself. We got to let him be God in our children's lives instead of us being God, because we always have the answer instead of pointing them to God for God to answer the situation. Next point. Be a good student of the word. Study to show yourselves approved. Listen, going back to that quote-unquote, that little joke, you know, about the minister stopping to pray at the bridge, and the Pentecostal minister just walked right across the bridge. He had the word of God in him. The word was studied. He knew the word. He could have been praying as he was walking. Listen, when you study the word of God, you got the word in your heart, hallelujah, and you know that you know you can't be tossed and turned to and fro from other doctrines. You're able to call on the word. You're able to pray the you said prayer. God, you said that by your stripes, Jesus, that by your stripes I am healed. You said, praise be unto God, anything that I am praying for and asking in your name with no doubt I shall have it. God, you said that you are my provider, and you don't know those things if you don't spend time studying the word. So you need to study the word. You need to sow into the word because you're going to use the word of God as your sword. You're going to use it as part of your destiny. And it doesn't matter if you were called a preacher or not in any area of your life. You are going to want to have been a good student of the word and know the word and speak the word and stand on the word and just believe the word. You need to do that. So people, you know, when we speak about the fact that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind, you don't know that you weren't given that spirit of fear to the degree that we're talking about, you know. We're not talking about the fear of the Lord, which is a holy thing. It's a reverent thing. That's where we reverence God. But the fear of people, the fear of things, the fear of all kinds of stuff that will keep you from operating to the fullest of what you should be operating. God did not give you that spirit of fear. That spirit of fear is a lack. And God gave you a measure of faith. He gave you that. That's what he gave us. And so we have to know the word of God and let that word be rooted and grounded in us. So daily as you are praying, praise be unto God, daily as you are living in an excellent spirit, doing everything unto the Lord, be a student of the word and use the word of God to stand on and to carry you and cover you in the name of Jesus. There's nothing greater than the word of God. And listen, beloved, listen. When I tell you there's nothing greater than the word of God, listen, Jesus is the word, okay? Jesus is the word. He is the word. Stand on the word. Love the word. Learn the word. You know, Jesus is the word. I can't tell you enough. I can't emphasize enough. He is the word. And so when we get to know the word, we get to know Jesus. We get to know him. Every time you read your Bible, you're getting to know Christ. You're getting to know Abba, Father. You're getting to have a relationship with Holy Spirit who reveals what's in the word, not keeping secrets from you. It's awesome. It is awesome. So be wrapped up in the word of God. So far, in sowing into your destinies, four steps. One is pray. The next one is having an excellent spirit. The next one is being a good student of the word. And beloved, I'll let you hit on the last one, which is speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Awesome. So if you do have a heavenly language, of praying in tongues, you should pray in tongues as often as possible because you want to mm-hmm. establish yourself in the will of God. And if you don't have a heavenly language, don't get discouraged. Don't. You can still pray. God hears your prayers, whether you're speaking in tongues or not. God hears your prayers. So, you know, some mm-hmm. people feel like they don't have the Holy Spirit because they don't speak in tongues. And some people teach that if you don't speak in tongues, that you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's not true. So just let that go. Yes, just let that go. Don't be disappointed if you don't speak in tongues. You can pray. You know, you can pray regular, and God can still hear you. He can still make things happen from you praying. But you can also practice. You in your prayer, you can also ask God to give you the heavenly language. But you can also practice. So again, don't feel like you're less than, or that God doesn't love you, or maybe you're not filled with the Holy Spirit because you don't speak in tongues. Don't allow that to discourage you or turn you away from your walk with the Lord. Again, he hears you when you speak in tongues, and he hears you when you speak in your natural language. So it's fine. It's fine for those that cannot speak in tongues. It is fine. You're still a part of God. You're still his child. He still hears your prayers. He does not, you know, throw your prayers away because you don't speak in tongues. It doesn't mean that you're not filled with the Holy Spirit because you don't speak in tongues. But just pray for it. Pray that, you know, God fills you so that you can speak in tongues. Sometimes it's a thing where you don't know. It could be a thing where you may be apprehensive about speaking in tongues. So, you know, when it's the time, when it's your time, you'll begin to speak in tongues. So, again, don't allow that fact at that point, at this point, if you can or cannot. Don't sit in that. Don't let that tell you that you're not good enough or God doesn't hear your prayers. So just keep moving towards the things of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and I do as a Minister Tabitha was speaking, I do want to encourage you. First of all, The speaking in tongues is definitely an outward evidence of the fact that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and speaking in tongues, you know, that there is power in it. The Holy Spirit speaks, and he knows what to pray when we don't know what to pray and so forth. So there definitely are many, many benefits of speaking in tongues. Like she said, though, please, if you don't speak in tongues, it does not mean you don't have the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean you don't have. There are many fruits of the Spirit. Fruit. There's much fruit that comes from having the Holy Spirit in you. The minute we get saved, the Spirit of God is placed within us. There's an anointing that carries us and so forth and so on. You know, so always wanting to encourage you. But I love it, I love it, I love it that as we speak in tongues more and more, I love how we get to understand God more. We get to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide and show us the way and make things clear for us, and praying for things. You know, there are times we don't know what to pray. Even as y'all heard this morning when Minister Garnes was preaching, go ahead, girl. She was praying, you know, the move of the Spirit, you know, came upon her, and she began speaking in tongues, you know, because the presence of the Lord was so there, and she began speaking in tongues. She didn't interpret what it was she said, because that was God blessing her and her blessing back, you know, and that is good. That is good. So we want to thank God this morning, you know, for the four different ways of sowing into our destiny. Remember, you're talking about your destiny. Everything that we have shared in the last couple of weeks is to help you to rise up and be what you were called to be. Everything that we shared, you doing the will of God, your purpose, and seeing yourself in the Bible, spending time with God. All of this is to help you to grow and to be strong and for you to be able to go forth and accomplish the assignment that God has on your life. You have a supernatural call on your life. Joyce in New York, you have a supernatural call on your life. Sow into your destiny. Go ahead. You are worth investing in. So sow into your life. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because we thank you, Lord God, because with the teachings that we have, we are on the right track to accomplishing what it is you want us to do. May each and every one of us, oh God, keep pushing forward, keep going forward in Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, as we continue to seek your face, seek your will, and that we will sow into our destinies because of the fact that you have said that we were worthwhile. We thank you, we honor you, and we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus, Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Saints of God, thank you for sharing this hour with us. We truly bless God. Go forth in the name of Jesus and be all that he has called you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We are done. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. All righty. So what time do you got to get Nikki?
I'm going to get her after I go to the brunch because you know when Nikki says she only going to two stores, it ain't two stores.
Okay.
So the brunch starts at 2, but I'm going to get there at 1 so I can make sure I get a good seat.
Okay. All righty. So what you going to do this morning?
Go back home and go to sleep.
So you just sat here to be company listening to the show. I didn't know. I thought maybe you were sitting here waiting and going around to Nikki's. Okay.
Nope, because Nikki always says, I just got to go to Walmart and I got to go to Home Depot. We be in 5 stores.
Yeah.
You're like, why you didn't ask me to go to the brunch? I was like, did she not hear how she sounded on Sunday? Really? I'm not gonna even answer you. I was like, I didn't even answer her response back. Like, you did? How you didn't know if I wanted to go? I'm going to punch you in your eye.
Okay.
I didn't respond back, so I was just like, I kept on talking about the other part of the message. I didn't even respond
to that.
My girl.
I hate that.
All I could talk to me, call some partner. No.
Yep. Just like even with today, you know, I'm going up to Uncle Michael's. Uncle Buddy, daughter has a daughter named Brittany. He has 4 kids, I think. Brittany, Andre, the little girl that died, and I think there's another one. But he has 4 kids by his second wife.
Okay.
And we have it. 2 of the kids. Andre and the little girl that died, I met them, well, when the little girl was born, and she had some affliction when she was born. So I met her then, and Andre I met when he was a baby. And but I haven't seen the other 2 kids, never met them because they got a divorce and all that. Never met them, don't know them, whatever the case may be.
So they're the 2 oldest ones?
Who?
Brittany, the one you want to see today, was she the youngest?
She is one of the younger ones.
Okay.
You mean from that marriage?
Yeah,
she's one of the younger ones. The other 2, the other 2 that I met were older than her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's younger than them. And she lives in California now. Her mother lives in Kansas. That's where she went back to when she and my brother broke up. She went back to Kansas.
Oh, okay.
And so he hadn't seen them neither, you know, after the kids, that after they got divorced and she went. Anyway, we had never met her. And so she's spending this week with my brother.
Oh,
and she came in from California. So she was in New York with them. And then in New York State, and then they went to New York City and spent a couple of days in New York City, and then he's coming to Michael's house today. So me and Denise and Denise's grandchildren, we're going to Michael's house to meet her, and she doesn't know we're coming.
Oh,
she doesn't, but he doesn't know we're coming.
Oh,
yeah, he doesn't know that we're coming, and the reason
he doesn't hear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And 2 hours from here, and the reason he's
not that far,
and the reason he's taking her to Michael and not me or Denise. It's because throughout the years, Michael had reached out to Buddy's children, and he's Facebooked them, he's talked to them, you know.
Right.
He's reached out to them. So they have a telephone relationship, so she's getting to meet her Uncle Michael, you know.
Okay.
And so we're going to surprise her. I talked to her once since we've been doing Zoom. She has come on our church thing twice.
Oh, okay.
She's been there. You know, since you've been in California, when we start at 11, I think it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and she had just had her baby and so forth, so she wasn't
up. She bring a baby?
She's bringing a baby. Yeah, she brought the baby, so we're going to get to meet all of them. Yeah. Yeah. Her husband didn't come, so I'm saying all of them. Her husband didn't come.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, you know, we'll get to meet them. And
yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Cool.
Yeah. And Michael's like, you better be here by noon. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, now I'm going to be a few minutes late. I'll be a few minutes late, but it won't be that bad. Buddy. Thank you.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. Thank you, honey.
And he's not the boss of you. You're the oldest.
Thank you. You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me.
All right. All right. Let me go ahead and get my medication.
Now, when y'all come back, can I get the car? Because Sunday morning I got to drop Robert off at 8. Because his first day he has to go in at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time his the guy across the street be taking him.
Yeah.
No problem. He popped up. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was like, Lord, let him enjoy his job.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let his feet be hurt and his body be hurt. Mm-hmm. Let him get ahead. If he got this, work Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday from 5:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the week, he's all
mm-hmm.
But they've been having so much overtime. The little boy, they ain't late. The little boy across the street, and they, he was working his regular days, and they was going at overtime for the other days.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, no, you need a break in between that. So Wednesday is your day off, not to do anything. Then if you want to do overtime Thursday, Friday, you know, Saturday, you can, but you can't just work 7 straight days.
Right. Because
on the day you're not scheduled, they get $50 an hour.
Oh, okay. Bridget about the car or anything?
Black comes on and says, you hear from China.
But no, I'm not.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll
be smiling
doing
that. All right, baby. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care. Have a blessed week. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw the end of it. And, I saw how they got to the library.
How what?
I'm talking about books.
Uh-huh.
I saw how they got to the library. Remember I kept telling you? I saw most of the movie. But I know they got into the library, but I didn't know they were all partners. Mm-hmm. But before, they were mad at her mother because she just disappeared.
Right.
And they all got mad at her daughter.
Right.
And they saw how many people are coming out. And they saw how many people, you know, oh God, coming after them.
Uh-huh.
I think that's Angie's first part, you know. It's so dry. That's my own when I wash the next day.
Get this in the bag. Oh, gotta get down. Huh?
I said, my gas tank is full.
Mm-hmm. And I know you.
You didn't hear me, really. Are you coming home today?
Yeah.
I know you didn't.
You said something about going out before she got here and meeting her outside.
Well, I mean, it was okay to meet in here. Thinking if you went out there, you jump in the car and you could have gone and gassed the car up while I was doing my radio show. You know, so that would be done. Now we gotta stop. There's some fruit in there. Huh?
You have to. No, you do what you're doing.
Go ahead, say what you're saying.
I bought a bag and gave it to you. Uh-huh.
Well, she brought some in too. That's number. Did you put it away?
Well, that hurt. I used to scream out all kinds of gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I heard it, it sounds more and more like tongues every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when I be in church, it don't come out like that. Then I feel bad. Then I get that feeling I want to cry. I can't do what I want to do. I want to do what I want to do. I'm too shy. I'm still afraid. I don't like it. I never liked it. I've gotten better. I'm trying to see if I'm going to go to the bathroom before we go. I know,
honey, hurry.
I know, but I can't rush it. I got to wait for it to go down. But what I'm just, ain't nobody with me. It's like singing in the shower. You can bellow in the shower. No. But when people standing around watching you, he's like, oh, okay. I know I do. You know what you want to say here, but I'm still mad at myself for the problem is that I didn't go up there and speak. And I had something to say. What was that?
When you come Saturday for Hershey, Denise just sent the thing and said, my daughter-in-law is able to get discount Hershey tickets. How many do we need? So I'll just, avocados. Your pants are wrinkled real bad. Okay, I mean, that's fine. The fridge. You want to eat some of those strawberries on the way?
I'll try. I'm not sure.
The
only thing that really, really sweet.
Put some in a sandwich bag for me. I said
Whatever you're doing, honey, please hurry up. What? Oh, okay. Just leave them. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't take any of my medicine. Right. My blood pressure thing, I think.
Yeah, I was falling.
Okay.